Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
They want to be down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with RJ. Lance back in studio after a week, well, about 5 days in Indianapolis at the Combine. How was it?
It was good. It was a very busy Saturday for me. I was, you know, get up and go do your, get ready for the show, and then I do my Move the Sticks podcast at, I guess that would have been, 9:30 Central, and then we do our Path to the Combine or whatever it's called. We do that at 11. And then I spent the entire time down on the field until about 7:15 my time. I was down there for about 7 hours watching all the workouts. I wanted to see every quarterback up close and personal, you know, not just for what I do, but also for the Texans.
Who looked the best?
So everyone on TV, you know, I guess the TV narrative was C.J. Stroud, but I thought Anthony Richardson, for what I'm used to, like I already know he's going to have some throws that are off. I thought Anthony Richardson actually threw it pretty well.
Yeah.
You know, he was a little high on things, and that's so Kurt Warner picked this up. So down on the field at a players only thing for NFL Plus, that's their additional streaming platform or whatever. And Kurt Warner picked up that Anthony Richardson throws off of his toes. He's like kind of on his, not his tiptoes, but he's on the balls of his feet when he throws. He goes, that will create inconsistency and cause you to sail the football. He like picked it up like that. And I'm thinking, wow, if he picked it up that quick, you know, a quarterback coach may be able to get that corrected. So Anthony Richardson, I thought, looked good. I thought Will Levis threw the ball well, threw it with a lot of power. You can really see the power in Levis. Levis can really gun it. So you could see that power. Richardson can really throw it. It comes out, you know, it comes out different with those two guys than it does for anyone else. But C.J. Stroud was accurate, like I thought he would be. Now, Stroud looks like just a normal guy body type wise. He's not an impressive guy necessarily. The most impressive was Richardson. If you saw any of the combine, he looks like a linebacker, runs like a corner and jumps like runs like a wide receiver and jumps like a corner. Like, it's insane. And he's so broad, like he's unbelievable when you see him in person. And but Levis is a good looking guy too. Like he's a guy who really looks apart. But Clayton Tune, I'd say, was third. Clayton Tune jumped 37.5 inches. Clayton Tune can easily dunk. I now have all these other questions. Like, what's the best dunk you've ever done? Because Clayton can sky. 37.5 is, like, for example, way higher than A-Chain, who jumped 32 inches and who's really fast. Usually, if you're really fast, you jump pretty well too. But Clayton Tune ran like in the low 4.6s, I think. He jumped 37.5 inches.
I thought he was going to be I thought he could really impress there. Now, his athleticism, yeah. I thought he'd throw better, though.
He threw right after Stroud. And Stroud's super. He threw after Richardson with a hammer.
Yeah.
Well, actually, he threw after Dorian Thompson Robinson, who was atrocious.
Was he?
Yeah, he was not good. You know what? Went atrocious. But he had some atrocious throws. But it was not a good day. Max Duggan is officially undraftable now. He did run in a 4.5, though. He ran fast. But Dorian Thompson Robinson didn't throw well. But I can tell you this, Bryce Young standing out by those guys, he's got his backpack on, his hoodie, and he looks like a skate kid is what he looks like. It's jarring. It's alarming to walk by and you see Richardson and you see Levis and even Stroud, who's taller, even but not
Toon,
built.
He's the bigger.
Toon. And then you see the skate punk out there. Bryce Young is what he looks like. I mean, with his backpack on and his hoodie and all that, he looks like a kid who skates at the skate park. I mean, and the sweetest kid and the nice kid. Talk some teams who interviewed him, all the four guys. They didn't come away mega impressed with any of them as like the dude, you know, like Devin Witherspoon, the corner from Illinois. They all said, unbelievable interview with that guy. But none of the quarterbacks blew people away with their, you know, ability to be a big-time leader, like a certain – that doesn't mean you can't be, but, you know, they didn't have that it factor. But what a smart move by – so, as predicted, he didn't throw. I figured this would be the case. He'd get up over 200 pounds. He wouldn't throw. At pro day, he's not going to weigh again. He'll be back down to his regular weight. And he may run at his pro day. But it was a very smart – now that he weighed 204 pounds at the combine. I mean, he had a water baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He got pregnant with a water baby, and I assume delivered right after he got off the scale.
Had to run to the bathroom.
But he ended up at 204. He played in the, from what I understand, the low 190. So that's a big jump in weight that he had to hit. And then, but it was smart not to go out there with those other monsters.
Yeah.
It was smart for him not to be compared physically, because it was already unnerving if you were on the ground looking at it. And I just think that if he had any inconsistencies of throwing or the arm strength looked off, he could have hurt himself. So these guys close the distance. I think it's wide open. After talking to some people over there, I think it's wide open, the quarterback race. I think Bryce Young, my guess is he's the first quarterback because, you know, everyone thinks it's Colts or Texans, and I think they would most likely look for the guy who can win more quickly. But in terms of the official order, I have no idea what direction it's going to go. None. To me, Richardson could pass Stroud, but Stroud had a good combine. So, like, I don't know. I don't know the exact order of quarterbacks this year. And I've got a mock draft due today. I think I may.
You don't think that Bryce Young's number one anymore?
I think he probably is. But if a team traded up to one, I don't have any idea what they would do. Like, and I'm not just saying Colts. If Seattle, who has two first-round picks, if Seattle traded up, I have no idea what they'd do. Because they could sign Geno and then grab Anthony Richardson or C.J. Stroud. If the Raiders decided to be aggressive and move up, I don't know what the Raiders would do. If they traded up to three, if they traded up to one, I don't know what they would do. I don't know what the Panthers would do. So I'm getting a feeling that we could see four quarterbacks go top 10 because Richardson and Levis, I thought, performed well enough to create some doubt in people's minds about, you know, them being low, worrying about the floor. I think that what they did was they created an opportunity to think about their ceilings as opposed to their floors. Because I was in the middle. I'm actually leaning a little bit more toward floor for Levis, and I was in the middle for Richardson. And now I moved up towards the ceiling for Richardson and moved the floor up to the midpoint for Levis. Stroud is the same for me. Bryce Young is never going to be about the physical. It's about the mental part of it. He's calm. He's poised. Now, one thing they said in interviews, he is very polished. And not polished in the sense that he's been prepared. Polished in the sense that he's obviously been a dude his whole life and knows how to deal with media, knows how to talk to people, doesn't have any problems communicating with head coaches, with general managers. Like, he could go into a room and have a conversation with anybody.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a problem. You can't always say that about some of the
players.
No,
but that's good for
a
face of a franchise, no question.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
And when the heat is on, his poise rate, it becomes laser focused.
Yep.
So that kind of stuff is what, whenever we think of Joe Burrow, we think of that kind of stuff. We don't think of the physical stuff. We think of this guy's a technician, like he can dice you up.
So if you changed, okay, let's say
changed
Texans,
grades.
You changed grades.
I've changed
some players. So if the Texans took Will Levis, would you crush him for it at number two?
I wouldn't be happy.
You wouldn't be happy?
I wouldn't be happy, but I'd understand it. I wouldn't be mad. but I'd understand it. The same way Davis Mills, I didn't like the Davis Mills pick, but I understood it. C.J. Stroud, to me, you know, I'd have to know about the personality of C.J. Stroud. I need to know how he
So if they took C.J. Stroud, you'd be all right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know about his personality, but I'd be okay with C.J. Stroud. Honestly, I'd be okay with Anthony Richardson.
Really?
Yeah. I don't love it at two, but I understand that it's intoxicating. When you see the physical ability, it's intoxicating. Now, I'd rather you trade back. Like if Bryce Young went first.
They might take him then.
If Bryce Young went first and you trade, yeah, and that's the problem is you don't have any idea which direction teams are going to go on quarterbacks.
Yep.
You just have no – so you if you like three quarterbacks, then maybe you trade back to five, but it's going to be a really dangerous thing. And Jalen Carter is really throwing this off because I don't have any idea where he's going to go.
Like, people saying?
I'm going to put him fifth. Well, so they say it's street racing. It's not going to kill him. It's not going to kill. And one team I talked to said, we'd still take him. And they've done the homework, and they said, oh, it's worse than street racing. Like, McShay, 100% got killed. Jalen Carter has legit character stuff that teams don't like. There's just no way around it. And it's football character type stuff. It's like, are you going to be in the – are you going to pull any Isaiah Wilson dumbass stuff?
Yeah.
Are you going to do that? Or do you care about being a pro football player?
Or it's just attitude.
I think it's doing the football stuff, showing up on time and all that, and I think it's attitude with coaches, talking back to coaches, coachability for him. And then, of course, now you have this, which is a big maturity red flag. John Daspit thinks he's going to face a civil lawsuit between $3 and $5 million.
Yeah.
He said, and I said, but if he didn't cause a wreck, and so John said, if they agreed to a street race, then you are culpable. And he was explaining it to me. He thinks Jalen Carter's going to get hit with a big civil lawsuit that will take a bunch of money from him. That's what he thinks will happen. If the parents of the two people who passed away sue him, he thinks that Carter's going to get hit. So I'm going to put him in my mock draft today. I'm going to put him fifth to Seattle, but I really don't know. I really don't know where to put him. I think if the Colts didn't draft quarterback, I could see the Colts taking him at four. I could see Arizona potentially doing it, but they've got a new GM, so I don't know if he would want to stay away from drama at all with Jalen Carter. We'll find out. Jalen's still going to have, but it's not a felony. It's not at this point.
I wonder what happened. Does Daspit know what happened with David Wesley? I know David Wesley. He used to play. He used to hang out here. He was obviously a Rocket. He and Bobby Phils were racing. Remember when Bobby Phils died?
Oh no, I forgot.
You don't remember that? Yeah, two Charlotte Hornets, and the two of them were racing, and Bobby Phils died. He went into oncoming traffic. I wonder.
Bobby Phils. Wow, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder if there's any. I don't know if that ended up in a lawsuit or what for David Wesley. Can't be a nicer guy, but apparently that was obviously pretty dumb. Phils had a wife and three kids, and it was a sad situation.
Yeah.
But I wonder. Well, you got plenty of precedent of kids racing and somebody dying.
You got precedent.
But now you don't have the kind of money.
Now, civil liability, I don't know.
Yeah, that's right, because he's going to have a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, he's charged with two misdemeanors. So misdemeanors aren't going to kill him. It's the fact that he was involved in something that was immature that, like, are you going to be dealing with this all the time while he learns to mature, and will he ever mature? Like, now that he's got a bunch of money, and now that he's got a bunch of time and a bunch of access, is this going to get worse and worse? And I think that's a very fair question for Jalen. So, you know, it was a well-timed article about Jalen Carter before the bad information came out. The agent got the Jalen Carter helps his teammate eat, who's a walk-on or whatever.
Well, that's yeah.
You know, it was a well-timed. It was not that it's not true, but it was a well-timed article because he knew what was coming out. But Jalen Carter's a big wild card. And I'm having to really rethink this because now you got Tyree Wilson and Will Anderson. If Jalen Carter's off some teams' boards now, then the quarterbacks are going to move up.
Yeah.
So I think cornerbacks will move up. I think it's the top 10 is going to be filled with corners, defensive players, and quarterbacks. So I think that's what you're looking
at. If I told you three quarterbacks going in the top seven, yep.
Yes, I'd say that's. Feels like a very strong yes.
Yeah. All right. 713, we're just getting it started. 713-780-3776. You got any thoughts about or questions for his preeminence here?
I got thoughts on Tank Dell, by the way. Bijan Robinson. His workout happened. I'm trying to think. Jalen Johnson from Texas A&M. Antonio Johnson, the DB. Who else? Oh, Quentin Johnston, Texas, from TCU. Darius Davis, which is the opposite of Quentin Johnston.
We'll have those for you on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But right now we're talking about Chastang Ford. We're talking about the Ford truck experts. They have done more commercial business, which is mostly trucks, right? Okay, they've done more Ford commercial business than anybody. That's what they do every single year. They just kill it. They're the best. They're number one in Ford commercial sales. It's because they know trucks. They know everything about trucks. They know what you need. But you get what you want. Now, here's the deal. They got them on the lot, 2022s and 2023s. So they're already there. Now, you want to order one? You can do that as well. But on the lot right now, 0% financing for 36 months, zero cash down, zero payments for 90 days. Truck month is going to end this month, mid-month. So you have got to get over there. Make up your mind. Do the deal. Get on over there. They've been the best. It's the Ford is the best truck. I got one. I love it. My F-150 is awesome. I've got a couple of them, as a matter of fact. JT's got one. I got one. XL, XLT, Tremors, Lariats, King Ranch, Platinum, Raptor, Limited. You can get it with a hybrid, power boost, and half gas, half electric. Or you can get it all gas, whatever you want. It's all on the lot right now at Chastang Ford. The Ford truck experts. You're looking for that Ford car truck? There's only one place to go. 0% for 36 months, zero cash down, zero payments for 90 days. Chastang Ford. They're going to give you the best deal, period, exclamation point. ChastangFord.com, 610 Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
Wheel. Fun. Sports. ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Lance was dead on. The ESPN just had Bryce Young. He's got a hoodie and a backpack, and he's next to Clayton Tune and even it's Richardson and Stroud, all of them. He looks like he does. He looks like a little kid. That's funny. 703-780-3776. Before we get to all your guys, Chris has a question about the NFL draft. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, hey, good morning, John. Man, I just think that there is just so much pressure on these teams to take Bryson Young first pick, you know, and I think teams are they see the intangibles, you know. I still remember 2 years ago in the championship game, I don't think it was the national championship, but it was a play and it went off script and he waves the guy. He's 30 yards down the field. He waves his wide receiver into the end zone and just lays a perfect pass in there. I'm sure you probably guys remember that play. It's like he was playing street football in a championship game. I mean, he's got the intangibles, but does he have the physical attributes? And I think that's what teams are trying to decide. And I think the Texans are glad they're not in that number one spot. I don't think the Texans want Bryson Young, to be honest with you. I think they're happy to be where they are, and if a team wants to trade up and get Bryson Young, and then you know the physical, you know, attributes don't work out, well then you know the Texans will look good choosing a different quarterback. So I just you know that's all I had to say about Bryson Young.
Yeah, Bryson's
Bryce.
Oh,
his name's Bryce.
He
it might be Bryson though. I don't know. Everybody calls him Bryce. I don't know if his full name is Bryson.
It could be.
Yeah. Now I'm like my right full now. Name is Jonathan.
They don't call you that.
No, well, that's not my name, though.
No, he's Bryce Christopher Young, born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. They say he's 6 foot 194 on.
He's 204.
He's actually 5'10 and a quarter and 1/8. And
he's 204.
And 204 now.
Yeah.
And that's official. Like, now that he's in the books forever as being over 200 pounds. He will not, even though he's a sub 200 pound quarterback. He will forever be in the books as this is his weight. He's 204 pounds, which, by the way, is up there with Kyler Murray. So his size, actually, height and weight is around Kyler Murray's, although we can look with our own human eyes and see this body type.
What was his height?
Kyler was shorter.
No. What was Bryce? Bryce
5'10 and 1/8.
5'10 and 1/8. Okay.
Yeah, he wasn't even 1/2. He wasn't even 5'10 and a half. He was shorter than that.
5'10 and 1/8. That's just like that. Like, that makes a difference.
Yeah, I mean, if he had been a half inch, yeah, okay, 5'10 and a half, I you can be a pro quarterback.
He's 5'10".
Not 5'10 and an eighth, you can't be a quarterback. Anyway, I don't know. You may be right. The Texans may not. They may not buy into him. I have no idea. From the time they lost the game to Jacksonville, I've been saying, be careful on the, all the Bryce Young stuff, because NFL teams may not view him the same way. I think they'll view him the same way from a football standpoint that we see him, but they may have so many concerns about his size that they are not going to. I can tell you this. Nobody sees Bryce Young as a generational talent that you must trade up for. If there's a trade, it has to be the right trade. Ryan Pohl's going to have to work as hard as he possibly can to get this is a worst-case scenario for Ryan Pohl's. For Levis to come out and throw pretty well, for Anthony Richardson to have this workout, it's a worst-case scenario, because now there's going to be teams who say, oh.
I can wait.
We'll wait.
Yeah.
We'll take our shot. Worst-case scenario, Jalen Carter getting hurt. Jalen Carter with his issues.
Yep.
Worst-case scenario for Ryan Pohl's. So Chicago now is not going to be able to get, I think, what they want from the first pick. So will they get out of it? I'm telling you, if they don't get what they want, I don't know. I know I talked to a team, he said they'll trade. I said, yeah, but will he take less than what is going to be perceived? Like, you know, what if the public batters him, the Chicago media and press? That kind of stuff kind of matters in Chicago, where the Chicago press can have a big narrative. Yeah. Their narrative matters to the fans.
Absolutely.
And so, I'm not sure that he's just going to do a deal that adds picks and they still get the player they want. It's, if you don't get a haul, you're going to be compared, especially if the player you draft is worse than the player that is traded up for with first pick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, Gilbert doesn't usually call this early.
He's a draft guy.
He might have something critical here. I mean, because when is Gilbert up this early calling
the show?
Well, he's going
to be pretty fired up if this is the same Gilbert. Is it the same Gilbert?
Is this our Gilbert?
He could be a little fired up about something, and it might just be a draft question.
It might be the Cougs that we haven't talked about them
Cougs
yet.
Basketball with Jamal Shedd.
Yeah.
The captain doing his thing.
Oh, my gosh. It might be Gilbert. Let's get him in here. Hey, Gilbert.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Gilbert.
Morning, Gilbert.
Yeah, I don't understand this. Anyway, I don't understand that song you say about High Hill Prison. They play it, but the Alexa don't know it. I had to go down to the Craig Scott's album to get anything and say, next song, Alexa, and all that. Why you don't know that song? Why that?
I don't know why Alexis doesn't know. Here you go. Turn up a little bit. She doesn't know this question?
Might be how you're saying it.
Yeah, but the girls don't know that song. I have to go to the list.
Alexis doesn't know that song?
Does Alexis speak Gilbert? We don't know.
No, yeah, but I think Alexis, High Up Prissy still let her anyway. You don't go to the song anyway.
Why is that? What does Alexis say?
He said, she don't know that song anyway.
Oh.
Put a letter anyway, you know.
Wait, I think
I don't understand that. You know, I don't understand that. They played on their Craig Scott's selections, you know. But I got the next song.
I don't know what Craig Scott's selections are. What is that? I'd have never heard of that. What is that, Gilbert?
What do you mean, High Hill Prison?
But you said Craig Scott's. Oh, is that the name of the guy who sings the original?
Craig Scott. Yeah, the original.
Craig Scott.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe Alexis doesn't really understand.
Okay,
maybe you should have somebody.
Can you go where Alexa is?
Yeah, and talk to her.
Remember how
maybe
we'll
say it to Alexa.
Remember we fixed it last time. Go go to Alexa real quick.
Okay, wait.
All right.
Alexa, Chris Scott, High Hill Prison. See what I mean?
What did you just say? Alexa,
search your YouTube, you know.
Search your YouTube is what she said?
Yeah. She don't say it. She don't know that song anyway.
Say, Alexa, play. Oh, wait. I wonder if Spotify's on there.
No.
Say, you have to say play it on Amazon. Oh, see, I got a feeling Craig Scott's not on Amazon Music.
So did you say Craig Scott?
Is that the name?
Did you say that, Gilbert?
Yeah, he did.
The artist.
Yeah.
Say the artist. Just say Alexa. Play.
I didn't really understand that. I'm not sure Alexa does.
Say Alexa, play Heidi Ho Princess. Just say that.
Okay, Alexa, Play Hail Princess.
Oh, here it is.
See what I mean?
Listen, I can hear it right now.
Well, I can hear it. Or is that you?
Do you hear this?
That's you.
That's me. That's wrong. You don't understand that anymore.
Hold on. I do not understand this. Hold on. Let's make sure that Alexa's playing music. Tell her to play something else.
Yeah, play The Carpenters.
Yeah. Let's go with
Muskrat Love.
Or Close to You. I like Close to You, Gilbert.
Alexa, Muskrat Love by Kevin Steele.
On what?
Kevin.
Get out of order right now. Gotta wait a little while, you know.
Wait.
Oh, hold on, because you're confusing her now, I think. You have to say
It's broken right now. It's stopped up right now, anyway.
No, it's not stopped up. Hold on.
No. You got that picture there, anyway. You gotta wait till it cools off, anyway, you know.
You gotta wait till it cools off.
Cools off.
Okay. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. I'm talking about the Cougars, you know. I don't think he's gonna go all the way this year.
Yeah, anyway. Why? You keep saying that, Gilbert.
Gilbert is not all in on the Cougars. He's not in on the Cougars.
I'm not in, yeah, but to defeat Cougars, they're going to do like they did last year. They would be too tired to win for the final two anyway, you know.
Yeah, I know you're not believing in the Cougs, and it's not because you don't like the Cougars. You just don't think they're going to win, right?
I don't know. This is up to them anyway. They got to try a little harder anyway, you know.
They're going to have to try a little.
They lost yesterday, you know. They're really coming behind anyway.
They're going to.
They did.
Okay, hold on. Is Alexa cooled down yet?
Nope.
God, what is wrong with your Alexa?
Alexa's hot.
Here, just say, Alexa, play the Doobie Brothers. Just say that.
You have to say play the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah, say, Alexa, play the Doobie Brothers.
Okay, wait till it cool off anyway.
Well, I don't.
No,
you
just
know that song, that
no. She'll
just try it. Just try it.
Try
I bet
it.
She's.
No,
still...
I can't try it. I can't try it. You gotta do this. I can't find that yet. It's not cleared up yet. The thing's not cleared up.
It's not cleared up.
It's clogged up. He said earlier, but
it is.
I don't really understand what that means, but it's digital. Can you just try and say Alexa?
It might
play
fix
the Doobie
it.
Brothers. Just try it.
No, I gotta wait till it's clear up anyway.
What does it look like when it's cleared up?
What
are we looking for exactly?
When it's stopped up, what does it look like?
Is this on a TV set? Like, what are you looking at?
Yeah, it's telling you the time and temperature anyway, you know.
No, that's fine. It's not clogged up. That's its default.
Yeah, picture right now, anyway, at the moment.
No, but that's okay. That's okay. Alexa's waiting for a command. When you say Alexa, that immediately wakes her up, and she's listening for your command. So you say, Alexa, play. When you say Alexa, it will immediately, or Alexis, it will immediately alert her, and then she's listening, and then you say, play the Doobie Brothers. Watch. Just do it. I promise it's going to work, Gilbert.
All right. Alexa, play the Doobie Brothers.
Here's what I found.
See what I mean?
Oh, she's not playing.
Here's what I found.
She's not playing music.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Say, Alexa, play the Doobie Brothers.
No, I got to wait to clear it up anyway.
Okay.
All right. It's my fault.
Well, all right. Call back when it's cleared up. Call.
I'll call back Monday. All right.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably best.
Yeah. Monday's better. All right. 7:30.
It's clogged. I have never. I don't understand it. Twice. I do not understand it, is what he said, I think. It says it don't. All of a sudden, he got incredibly clear voiced and just said, I do not understand this. I'm like, is this Gilbert saying this? Never heard him say that like that.
All right.
No. It's clocked up. It's got to cool down.
Okay. He's right.
Alexa overheated, I guess. I don't know.
All right. You need to talk about insurance.
All right. Let's talk about TGS insurance. Text the word money to 232323, and you are going to, within seconds. Now, when it cools down, the text system will send you a firm quote for the best quote that they're going to find for A-rated insurance for your homeowner's insurance. It's the best competitive rate they can find when it cools down. And so you text the word money to 232323. They'll send something back. usually within about 15 seconds, you're going to have a firm quote. You can compare it against what you're paying right now. Now, if what you're paying right now is disappointing to you, and it is for most of us, then you've got to shop for competitive rates, because if you're staying with the same company year after year, you're going to find that your rates are way, way higher than they need to be. Text the word money to 232323. That's TGSinsurance.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. A couple knuckleheads, if you ask me.
To The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, we're 10 minutes away from what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? 10 minutes away. So get the kids to school, because sometimes it gets a little dicey for the kids. Okay, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? So Gilbert had to get us back on track. How about Jamal Shedd? I asked Jeff if he could get us on this week. You got his number. Call Jamal.
Oh, yeah. I think I do have
his number. Yeah. I never heard back from Jeff over at U of H. So see if you can't get Jamal on this week at some point. I'm telling you, I don't know. Obviously, Sasser. But I don't mind the ball in Jamal Shedd's hands. You know, Walker can shoot as well.
And Jamal was going to take that shot yesterday.
Yeah, he was.
He was taking that shot.
He brought it up, and he was like, I think if he found Sasser maybe early. Well, it was only 8 seconds that he had, right? 9 seconds that he had to 8.9, I think it was when the basket went in. You know, he was obviously weaving through traffic, and he said, okay, I got this. The nice thing was it was tied as opposed to them trailing. But you know, I don't listen. He's probably the second best option on that team with the game on the line. Sasser, I think you would want the ball in Sasser's hands. Walker, I wouldn't mind Juwan Roberts if you want to know the truth. Dude, if he can get it down low, he's tough to stop down low.
He is
very tough to stop.
He's an interesting option because it's not like, especially early in games, when he gets going early, he can get on a roll.
No. Juwan can play. Juwan can play.
That's what makes Houston.
And Tremont, too.
Yeah. That's what makes Houston tough to beat is that.
And yet they're the gang that can't shoot straight sometimes.
No. It just is what it is. That's why they have to be great defensively, and they have to win turnover battles. And they have to win rebounds. It's really not even up for debate. You got to win rebounds. You got to win turnover battles because you just don't know. And if you shoot well, then you're going to crush somebody. And if you don't shoot well, it's going to be a grind, and you still have a chance to win, but you probably need to make some free throws. But what a great win for them to go undefeated in conference. It's just it's something that the old-school Cougars would have done from years ago. It's just a really good feeling to know that your team rises up. They've only got two losses this year. They're not getting beat by inferior teams randomly in conference. It's just not happening. And they have been able to fight through difficult games against Memphis. Who was that? Oh, Bucky Brooks. I was talking to Bucky Brooks. I'm on NFL Network stuff and digital platform with him. He's like, dude, I watched Houston versus Memphis. It was like I was watching a UFC event. He goes, it was the most physical basketball I've seen in a long time. Not this one, the first one.
Oh, yeah.
The first one. And he said, man, he goes, the Cougars do not mess around. No. They are physical.
No, absolutely. I was down there. I had nice seats for that one. They are some kind of physical. I really, really, really like this team. We'll see if they don't if they can't get through it. I could see though the way that they shoot that they at some points they're going to really, really struggle in the tournament. You got to win 5 games to get to the championship. You got to win 4 to get to the Final Four. So it's going to be a war. It's going to be the way that they play though. I mean, they can stop anybody at any time.
Yep.
But they can also go really, really cold. So it'll be interesting to see this team. Love Kelvin Sampson and the way he coaches this team. I love that. This is going to be a lot of fun. So congratulations to the Cougs. That was a big win. We had people over because we were heading over to Zach Brown, and we had people over, and everybody just went, yeah. We were all watching it, and it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. This team is a team to root for. as opposed to the other Memphis Grizzlies, who don't have Ja Morant at their disposal right now, because Ja has been suspended. Not sure. I guess it's the Grizzlies that suspended him.
It is.
But it is.
But I'm sure the league said, "Well, either you do it or we do it. Either you do it or we do it." He was, and I'm sure the Grizzlies were more than happy to. It started as two games, and now it's indefinite. And his behavior has been so erratic. I mean, confronting a mall cop, beating up a high school kid with him and his friends, and then claiming it was self-defense, which there's video that shows he's full of crap. I mean,
well, it's also a gun video.
I'm just leading up to that. Then we've got the potential scope where we had the laser on personnel from Indianapolis because one of his friends was mad. He got kicked out of the game and banned from the stadium. And then you've got him in a strip club with a gun. Just Ja is out of control. I don't know if...
But I wanted to do horror stuff for my son.
He said he's leaving to go take care of... he said he's leaving. I'm sorry, what was that, Ja?
But I wanted to do horror stuff for my friend.
Well, you can't. You really can't.
I couldn't understand, Ja. Could you say it again?
But I wanted to do horror stuff for my friend.
If you haven't seen this video, we got to play it later.
A lot of people a lot of people have heard the meme, like on TikTok, people take that sound. The entire video is incredible. I had no idea. The entire video is incredible. The entire audio is incredible.
We will play it for you later in the show.
I didn't know where it came from, and now I do. But Ja Morant is basically, I mean, he's so out of control right now.
Who does this remind? This is kind of reminding you of
AI.
No, it's Stephen even more A. Smith. Recent. It's even more recent. It's Gilbert. I was thinking of Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown. Who was it? Admonished. The league and suspended until you get your act together?
Kyrie, but probably Antonio Brown, yeah. Well, here's what's weird about it. This is happening so quickly, event after event, that you're like, is he doing this on purpose to see how far he can push it? Like, why would you not want to stay out of the limelight a little bit?
Well, Zeke,
the
other day, Zeke
did
too.
Did you see what he did when the Rockets, somebody got pump faked off their feet, and they went by, and the guy rose up from Memphis and shot it, and Ja's in the Rockets' face, and then he's doing a gunshot, boom, 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 which whatever, you know, it's not a big deal except for the fact that now it looks like a stupid thing, and it was after the red scope, it was after the scope light, now it's after he's had a gun it's just Ja right now. This is when you have, I think, player entitlement where they believe they're untouchable. Ja believes he's untouchable. I think Ja is running around like he's literally an untouchable person. And a league, eventually, you are not. And when that CBA comes up, the players are going to get a hard, hard lesson. Because this is what I was told by a TV executive this weekend with basketball. The TV ratings are way low on basketball right now. And so what's going to happen is that there's givebacks. I didn't know there were clawbacks. So there's clawbacks. No. This is somebody else who told me this. This wasn't the executive. We were talking about something else. There's clawbacks in these deals to where the league, if you don't hit certain rating standards, they claw back money.
Yeah.
The networks do, which I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, a lot of times it's make goods. You owe us a lot more commercials.
Yeah, that maybe that could be the case. But I was told that they in these deals now, because there's so much money, there's guarantees on ratings, and if they don't hit, they're going to pull back money, and then this basketball related income will shrink. And so their piece of that will shrink and the salary cap will go down. The Players Association is going to – it was a TV guy that told me that. And he said what's happening right now is the basketball is not getting – the executives are not happy because players, they're keeping – apparently there are executives at TNT keeping track of the games on and how many of the star players and the top, how much salary is out on a game-by-game basis for their games. And I'm like, they're keeping track of salary? Yes. They're seeing how much salary is out of games that are on TV that they have paid for. And he said, this is going to be a real issue
That'll be a war. All right, 743, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Okay, it can be about anything. It can be about yourself, can be about your girlfriend, can be about other people screwing you. It could be about
an idiot, figurative,
an idiot running a red light, whatever.
It could be about your Alexis. Maybe she's overheating.
Could be about Alexis overheating. Yes, it could be about any of those things. But first, it's going to be, and so give us a call right now, 713-780-3776. But right now, it's about John Daspit.
It is, and John Daspit, there's going to be a big announcement coming. John Daspit's at it again, but I'm not gonna say what it is. But John Daspit's at it again, and he is getting ready to take care of his city, and that's one of the things he does. John Daspit really is taking care of not just the city of Houston, not just like Ship Channel area, not just people who are in refinery blasts or issues where they have been hurt badly in a big mega issue. A lot of times, it's just an individual person who's been injured through no fault of their own, and all of a sudden, they've got, hospital bills are stacking up. They're missing time at work. They've got physical therapy, and they've got injuries where they'll never be the same. Who's going to fight for you? Because the insurance agency, they'll be quick to try to offer you a settlement, but it's not going to be what it should be. It's usually, from what I understand, about a quarter of what it should be. And John Daspit's there to fight for you. He's going to bully the bully, and he's going to step into the ring for you and fight hard for you. And that's what he does. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm with offices in 10 cities just here in Texas alone, they are going to fight for you here in the Houston area and throughout the state of Texas. Make sure that you call him. He passionately pursues justice for the injured. 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or go to DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hey, Wednesday's the tournament. We want you out there. Go to ESPN975.com. We're going to be at Wildcat Golf Club this Wednesday. Matter of fact, in just 2 days, it's going to be beautiful out. Carbach is going to be there. Lunch, dinner, 18 holes of golf, quick award ceremony. It's great. It's awesome. If you haven't played before, you need to come and play. Get yourself a team and let's go. Let's go to ESPN975.com. We've got a couple of spots left. We need you in there. Let's go. ESPN975.com. All right. It's time for what you learned this weekend in one sentence. I learned to not get hit by a guy who runs a red light and doesn't have a driver's license. That's what I learned this week.
But you hit the unicorn.
Yeah.
It's a guy with no driver's license who had insurance.
He has insurance.
How?
Everybody
how
says, how in the world can you? I could buy a car and I don't drive and I can get insurance on it, but I say, well, I've got a driver, right? I don't think you have to have. I don't know. We need an insurance agent to come in here and figure that one out. Now you have a driver's license. But you do have insurance. You don't have a driver's license, but you have insurance.
Suspended?
Could be.
For doing dumb things?
Dumb, like flying through.
A red light?
Oh, my God.
Have you guys seen how bad
So I've had this truck for 3 weeks, and it's been hit twice.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Twice? What was the other one?
Somebody backed into me. And now this.
Okay, do you believe in God?
Of course I believe in God.
Then God is telling you not to get electric trucks, I guess.
No, that's not it.
Maybe he's God's saying, in
he's
a big
I'm
oil.
He's saving you.
Is God in big oil?
No. No, he's not. All right, we got a full board. What'd you learn this weekend? That was my what did you learn this weekend in one sentence. But Lance took it for more sentences. Lance doesn't play this game well. Keith, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
What I learned in one sentence this week is the New York Knicks have their best team in 20 years, 9 wins in a row, 3 wins in a row against Boston. Emmanuel Quickly, 55 minutes last night, balled out of control.
Let me tell you something. The Knicks right now are playing, except there he is right there. It was on the TV screen, as a matter of fact. The Knicks right now are, I saw somebody talking about, this doesn't make any sense. They're laughing. They're having fun.
Yeah.
The Knicks don't even Knicks. Make, it doesn't even make any sense. How the Knicks are playing ball right now. And the Knicks right now are looking like a dangerous team in the East. They're not messing around. And beating Boston twice in a row, including at Boston, that's a big deal.
Yep. Well, and Boston, how about Boston? They had a 27-point lead on Brooklyn the other night and lost. And now they lose to the Knicks as well. How about that? Matt, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, what I learned this weekend was when you go to a lighthouse at your boss in Trinity, Texas, and it says Cowboy Church, and then you get Showbilly to the bar, you're going to get what you're going to get.
It was hard to understand. Did you get it, RJ? You didn't get it either. You go to somewhere down south, go to a cowboy church. What is a cowboy church? Do we have to look on Urban Dictionary?
I think he's saying that's a bar.
It's a bar. Yeah. And that's unfortunate.
I thought he said you're going to get what you're going to get.
You're going to get what you're going to get.
That's what he said.
Yeah. Well, you're going to get the what for?
Or in a just cowboy like, church. I'll just give you what you're going to have to drink, and that's all you had to drink. That's all. Maybe that's what he meant.
Yeah.
Cowboy church is a new thing.
But you can't get the good stuff in there because I heard a song.
Is that just a bar, cowboy church, or is that a term that we say you call, you know, or is that, hey, cowboy church is there a bar called cowboy church, or
is there a saloon?
Is it just known as cowboy church means it's a watering hole, so to speak. Right.
Lane, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that free Crown Royal, complimentary Crown Royal, and live Zydeco is an efficient way to pull 40 and up your old Cougars at Black Heritage Day at the rodeo.
Okay. Hey. All right, good job, Bun B. And you got yourself some free Crown and a Coug.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yay. It's an efficient
big
way,
Cougar
too.
Weekend.
Yeah.
Won the last
big
minute shot.
Big weekend for the Cougs.
Last and, second shot.
And Cougar Chasers.
And Crown and Cougars. Nice. Mm-hmm. Nick, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Efficiency ratings.
Mm-hmm. Nick.
Hey, Double Rod, fellas.
Double Rod, catch you.
Man, I learned that number 17 at Highland Pines is an exact replica of 16 at Augusta.
You did learn that. I learned, a buddy of mine, he texted me after he played Highland Pines, he said, dude, the greens are amazing. And this dude, he's a scratch golfer. As a matter of fact, he shot 69 out there. He was like, the greens are amazing. And that's a bona fide golfer. And 17 is...
Aren't they made out of lasers?
It comes straight down. I hit a beauty into the middle of the green this on Saturday.
And it
went right down to the hole. Beautiful. A lot like Augusta.
Now, the whole course, the greens are made from lasers, from what they say.
Laser zoysia. It's different. It's not made from lasers. It's okay. Called laser zoysia.
On the streets, there's talk that it's made out of lasers.
Well, the streets have it a little bit off. Maybe Alexis wasn't working. Okay, I don't know what...
Alexa, turn on Rick's Cut! How the hell?
Jimmy, what'd you learn this weekend?
I learned that John Morant is the NBA version of Papa Doc from 8 Mile.
Okay.
That's that old 8 Mile pass. I'd forgotten about that guy, that character. Oh. There's actually, unfortunately for Ja, he's turning into a lot of... Yeah. Different characters.
This reminds me of Zeke when they pulled him in, reeled him in, said, Zeke, you're getting out of control.
Yeah.
Yep.
It reminds me of Tupac and Above the Rim, where he's got the razor blade in his mouth. Like, oh, man. Easy, Ja. You're not pocking.
713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Freddie O. Freddie, what'd you learn this weekend?
The Mirage.
Big catch,
Freddie.
I learned every time that I see sauce, I get pissed at Nick Caserio all over again.
Every time what?
Every time I see sauce, Gardner.
Oh.
And where did you see sauce?
Well,
out?
Because you know where I know he saw it? Then that means he was watching a combine on NFL Network.
Sauce
was up in the booth the entire time taunting all of Houston with Daniel Jeremiah and Rich Eisen. Not intentionally taunting him, but us having to look at him. And then the next day, he shows up again, and he's got his big chain that says Sauce. You want to know what I learned this weekend?
Yeah.
Here's what I learned this weekend, that Cincinnati players don't call him Sauce. They call him Ahmad.
Huh?
Yeah. He was talking, Bucky Brooks said he was talking to, Rhett Lewis said he was talking to all of his teammates about Sauce, and they said, yeah, Ahmad is, they don't call him Sauce. And he asked one of them, he goes, how come you... None of you understand Sauce. He goes, we don't call him Sauce. He's just
He calls himself Sauce.
Yes, and everybody else in the world
calls
except
him
his
sauce.
Teammates. That's the strangest
that's funny.
Thing. I mean, why would you call a guy a two-syllable name instead of one-syllable name? It's easier just to say sauce.
Well, but they're like, no, you're a mod to me. All right. And you'll always be a Mott. Your mama, your mama call you Mott? I'm going to call you Mott.
He gave himself maybe the nickname Sauce, and they're like, dude, yeah, we're not calling you Sauce.
You can't give yourself a nickname.
That may have been what happened.
Tom, what'd you learn this weekend?
I learned when you have a woman on your roster that you should cut and don't. She's going to screw up your rotation by exposing you to COVID.
Hey, you got to bring her into the office and say, listen, I'm sorry.
We're going a different direction here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you gave everything that you could to the organization, but we got to let you go.
And you tell her to bring her playbook with her.
Yeah. I mean,
hey,
Tom, that's on you.
Bring your playbook. Tom wants to see you.
You know what? You gave her one at bat too many.
Have you ever seen? You know, you don't go three times through the rotation.
No. One at bat, way too many, Tom. Reese, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that a small packet of honey is the new mystery medicine.
New mystery medicine? What do you mean? A small packet of honey is the new mystery medicine, I thought he said.
He must have gotten healthy with a packet of honey.
Maybe.
Or...
Well, there's hot toddies where you...
Or something.
Bourbon and hot water and honey and lemon and... It's really just the bourbon that's doing that to you.
Gil.
I had a lot of bourbon this weekend.
You did?
Yeah, they don't have Maestro there.
I saw it
at one restaurant, but I was like, you just don't go to a restaurant to have drinks, especially when that restaurant's packed.
Yeah, you do.
You can, but so everywhere I went, it was...
Don't tell me what I'm going to do when I go, how many drinks I'm going to have in a restaurant.
Okay. I did a Granado. I was out until like 1:45 in the morning on Saturday night before I had to do my Sunday show.
Nice. Gil, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that if I don't think I'm a damn good poker player, don't show up at the poker room drunk. Then it goes bad.
Oh, I disagree wholeheartedly.
You think drunk poker's good poker?
Oh, drunk poker makes you do good, makes you just play.
But that's
loose. And when you're loose sometimes, it works out for you.
Not for Gil.
Not for Gil, it did.
Yeah, not for Gil.
No, but Gil.
Gil thought he was flexing on anybody.
Don't give up your dreams when you're drunk.
Gil, give up alcohol for Lent and then go play poker.
No.
That's how that works.
It's been a big adjustment.
Don't do it, John. Don't wear the bracelet.
It's been a big adjustment playing golf and poker sober.
Really?
Yeah. There's an adjustment period. The first few days of Lent, it didn't go as well. And then all of a sudden, okay, I got... Now, my body, my clubs and my hands recognize me.
What about your eyes?
My eyes do, yeah.
Your eyes can see
better?
It
takes a little while, but they're starting to recognize me again.
Okay. Uh-huh. That's good. It's good that it's like breaking in new shoes every year,
adjustment period. That's all. You just know it. You just have to know it. All right. Well done, people. Another successful version.
Stellar day by you guys. What's your favorite one? I like the guy that learned that it was... The Free Crown Royal. It helps if somebody's doing Free Crown Royal.
I like that one, but Tom always brings it.
It's hard to beat him because he recognizes real world dilemmas.
Yeah.
And
it always has to do with women.
Tom has a complicated life, we've learned.
I don't think so. I think Tom has he's going through a lot of different women, it feels like.
Well, but
he's living his best life. It feels like.
It sounds like he said that his rotation, he did not, you know, this is what happens when you go to a 6-man rotation.
Well,
I've been saying this. This is not
ideal. Or 6-woman rotation, I think Tom would say.
Yeah. Six-person
rotation. Six-person rotation.
Yeah. No. It's.
Tom would classify him as women, I think, though. Okay.
Yeah, but, he would. But I don't want to. Well, he has classified him as women.
Yes, right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, Tom's living his best life right now. So I enjoy listening to Tom's What Did You Learn This Weekend? And he learned something new every weekend.
They want to know, Twitch wants to know if you had to buy any sober clubs. Did you have to get new golf clubs that are for sober golfers?
No, they had to, they had to dry out too, though.
Oh, a different grip or do you change the shaft on it? Or
no, I stayed with the same ones. It took them a little while to adjust.
Yeah,
to adjust. But we had an adjustment period, and we're good now. All right, you know what? And I'm going to take them over to T-Box, as a matter of fact, and I'm going to play when it's cold, when it's wet, when it's dark, when it's not, when it's light, when it's dry, when it's too hot, when whatever. If I feel like, you know, right now I can't go to the T-Box bar and drink, I can still go to T-Box, though. And you can go to T-Box. As a matter of fact, you can have kids parties. They have kids parties there. where the kids all play with the simulators. For those who don't know, T-Box is a bar with eight simulator bays where you can play hundreds of different golf courses and have yourself a big time. It's down in the League City area, and it's just so great. I drove from, you know, we live right here in the middle of the city, and it took me, you know, less than 40 minutes to get there, which is no big deal. And then in play. And so you complain, I can't play golf every day because I work. Well, you can play golf every day. You can play it at night. You can play golf at night at T-Box Texas, tboxtexas.com. See for yourself. It's a great bar, great people there. They're so accommodating, so wonderful. They're great. It's cheaper than actually playing golf, and you can play the most famous courses in the world on those simulators. So if you're looking for a great time, great place to have a party, great place to have meetings, great place to just go and get your game on, great place to have league. They have leagues there on Tuesday and Wednesday nights. You're looking for a great time. You're looking to play golf. TBoxTexas.com.
Well, hello. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Does your employer pay for training or education that could help you in your job today? Then, IT folks, this is for you. CBT Nuggets offers online IT training that's affordable and, dare we say, fun. From networking and cybersecurity to data science, CBT Nuggets has the training to get you through the workday. With our courses, you'll build real-world skills with short, engaging videos, hands-on virtual labs, and quiz questions to test what you've learned. Go to cbtnuggets.com and check it out. Our online platform launches right in your browser. No expensive hardware or software is needed to start. The best part? You can watch and learn at your own pace, on your schedule. cbtnuggets.com. It's IT training for all levels. From beginner-level courses to advanced network training, our expert instructors give you information that's informative, meaningful, and engaging. We've been helping learners for over 25 years, and we're a trusted name in IT training. So tell your boss it's time for CBT Nuggets IT training. Go to cbtnuggets.com and get started today.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.